脱がせて濡れたズボン優しく引き抜かれた棒ズボン湿っているズボン
What up, you're listening to Cool Like the Head, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. It's 107 tonight. Just a reminder to y'all driving out there. Four-wheel drive helps you get going, but it doesn't help you get stopping. My name is Bobby Familiar.
Jonathan Carbutt. We got a guest with us tonight. Welcome, Alyssa. How are you doing?
Yeah, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Alyssa. I'm doing well.
Alyssa is she's another WMFO DJ. She's got a show 1 to 2 a.m. Tuesday mornings. What's the name of your show, Alyssa?
Trenchcoat Season.
All right, and what's going to make me want to listen to that?
I don't want to give that away. We're going in a new direction this semester.
Oh, mystery. Tune in for the mystery. I like it. That's a good slant. That's a good slant.
If you're a regular listener, cool like the head, and you're loyal, if you're out there, I'm sorry about this new time. They're putting us on the mix late in the night now. We got some enemies at cool.
We used to introduce Fridays. Now we're saying goodbye to the Friday as we come on, and I don't know. It's definitely a different vibe. Definitely don't have our listener base right now because they're not cool to the change right now. They don't know what's up.
Well, we're on the come up, baby.
Yeah.
We'll come back. We're taking down WMFO. Cool with the head.
Yeah. All right. Fight the bureaucracy.
I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going through.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away.
Expect me any day now real soon. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night
that everything is gonna be fine.
Please come on.
coming home, baby, now.
I want to feel you hold me tight.
Expect to see me now anytime.
When I'm in your arms,
when you're in my arms, I'll be
fine.
I'm coming home.
Coming home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm coming every day.
I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your phone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
And baby, let me hear you say.
I'm coming home, you hearing what I say.
That you're coming home.
And I never will go. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting at the door.
They can't hold me back now, no more. I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Say you'll be with me.
Gonna be with you evermore. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
Who ought to either ride or phone?
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you're
baby, I'm for sure coming. I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come
on home. I'm coming home, baby, now. Come on home. Coming home, baby, now. Ain't no telling where I'm finna be on. Hey, hey, I'm beyond all that fuck shit. Hey.
Hey lil' mama, would you like to be my sunshine? Nigga, touch my game, we gon' turn this shit to Columbine. Ice on my neck, cost me 10 times 3. $30,000 for a nigga to get free. I just hit Rodeo and I spent like 10 G's. I just did a show and spent the check on my mama. When I go and vacay, I might run out the Bahamas. And I keep like 10 phones, damn, I'm really never home. All these niggas clones, tryna copy what I'm on. Nigga, get your own, tryna pick a nigga bone. Word to brother Skip, boy, I had a good day. Metro PCS, trapping, boy, I'm making plays. 50 shades of gray, beat that pussy like Hulk Hogan. I know you know my slogan, if it ain't about guap, I'm gone. Niggas hating cause I'm chosen from the concrete I had rolled. Shorty staring at my necklace cause my diamonds really froze. Put that dick up in her pussy, bet she feel it in her toes. I'm a real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls. I'm a real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls. Real young nigga from the 6th throwing balls.
In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Goddamn.
In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli.
Goddamn.
Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me.
Goddamn.
All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
Goddamn.
Whispered in my ear, she tryna leave with me.
Goddamn.
Say that I can get that pussy easily.
Goddamn.
Say that I can hit that shit so greasily.
Goddamn.
I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily.
Hey.
Hey, no telling. What I'm finna be on, hey, hey, I'm beyond all that fuck shit, hey, hey, no telling what I'm finna, hey, beyond, hey, hey, said I'm beyond all that fuck shit, hey.
Companies and pesos, I got people on my payroll. She don't do it unless I say so. I don't smoke if it ain't fuego. I should sauce them up like Prego Fettuccine with Alfredo. All I wanted was the fame in every game they made on Sega. I was 5 or 6 years old when I had told myself, okay, you're special. But I treat you like my equal, never lesser. I was 26 years old when we had dropped this one amazing record. Had the world stepping, that's what I call epic.
Couple summers later, I got paper. I acquired taste for salmon on a bagel with the capers on a square plate. At the restaurant with the why you got a stare face. To know I either ball or I record over the stand bass.
Rapper face, dread headed, golden diamond teeth wearing. They just mad cause I got that cheese, bitch, I keep daring. Turned up at the party, getting lit to yachty. With a Spanish Barbie, word to my mommy.
In the middle of the party, bitch, get off me.
Off me.
In the cut, I'm rolling up my broccoli. Yeah, I know your baby mama fond of me.
She fond of me.
All she wanna do is smoke that broccoli.
That weed, that weed.
Whispered in my ear, she tryna leave with me.
She wanna fuck.
Say that I can get that pussy easily.
I'm gonna fuck.
Say that I can hit that shit so greasily.
Oh, yeah, oh,
yeah. I'm a dirty dog, I did it sleazily.
You're still listening to Cool Like the Head 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. I'm Bobby Familiar.
I'm John. Okay, so something happened to me today is kind of really took a hit to my ego today. It's kind of sad moment. This dude just like made fun of my shirt when for all the listeners at home.
Oh, that's a cool
Hello
shirt.
Kitty shirt.
Tie-dye Hello Kitty.
I was walking down the street. Yeah.
It's a white shirt with the square in the chest, has a Hello Kitty on it, on a tie-dye background. And Hello Kitty is wearing a similar design tie-dye, like a raincoat. And Hello Kitty's got, you know, the classic light blue bow.
Blue bow.
What does that say in words? Oh, it says Hello Kitty across the top.
Some dude was just like, kind of gave me this look. He's like, nice shirt. In my mind, you know, I was kind of like, I had this scene playing out in my head where I was just gonna kick this dude's ass and I'd be like, yeah, this is a nice fucking shirt. Rip it off, you know, tear it off my chest and then like tie it around his neck or something, you know, like jam it down his throat.
Yeah, like eat the shirt.
Yeah.
Eat the shirt. Yeah, I like that. I mean, that's just the kind of, you know, the social constructs that exist outside of the Tufts bubble that you gotta confront, Jonathan.
Yeah, I feel like Jonathan in my mind is much cooler than Jonathan in real life.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I think that's true for most people.
Most
yeah.
Everyone, but, like, I confronted it today. I mean, it's
hey,
hard,
man,
it's hard.
Screw that guy. How old was he?
I was just, like, a regular guy. And I wasn't. I don't even know if he went to... He was just, like, a Medford dude, I think.
But, townie.
I don't know.
Yeah, you don't gotta...
I don't want to judge this guy. I mean, he could have been, you know, cool, having a bad day, but...
Yeah. He was probably just jealous, man.
Yeah, maybe he really thought it was a nice shirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
He probably has a whole bunch of Hello Kitty memorabilia in his room, but is way too shy to wear it out in public. So he sees someone like you strutting it confidently, and, you know, he just digs it into himself but lashes out at you.
That's definitely
boys,
it.
Man.
Mm. All right.
What's been going on in Bobby's world?
Dude, I've kind of relapsed a little bit into. No, I've been playing like some Sims for the better part of like today and yesterday.
Okay. I remember you getting really into that game, man.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a good. I really hate myself the whole time I'm playing, but their lives are just so much easier than my life. It's kind of hard to take yourself out of it because everything is going good in that little fiction that I've created. Whereas, you know, in reality,
and you can control,
it's not so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're like their little chess pieces. You know, you can put them in a house and they can't get out.
That's not what I do with my sim.
But I mean, simulated world is better than this.
Yeah, man. I mean, Matrix, right? That's the logical next step in this conversation. Would you plug in?
I don't know, man. Yeah, definitely. Actually, I'd be like that dude. You know, Cypher. He's like, yeah, pull me back in the Matrix. I want to be a famous man. He's eating this nice steak. He's like, I'll miss it. I mean, you don't get this.
But the steak ain't real.
But the steak is real to him. You know, and you know that's all I need. You know, like, set me up. I would sell out. You know, fuck Neo. I feel like their world outside the Matrix. They're eating slop. you know, they're living in a shit.
Yeah, but it's about rebuilding, you know, it's about what's real and, you know, not being used by the machines, even if they've created this artificial reality that is pleasurable. It's not true pleasure. It's, you know, you got to step out of the cave, Jonathan. You're a philosophy major. They're sitting there looking at the fire with the silhouettes and they think it's pretty, but outside there's the sun and the trees and everything else.
Yeah.
Steak's not real.
Sure. Whatever, man. Anyway, we got something good for you coming up.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. When I can have all the love you know, I memorize every line, and I kiss the name that you signed. And darling, then I'm the gainer from the stars. Love letters straight from you. It's the name that you sign, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your.
I might have sex. I want it all. I want it all, and I'm going to have it all.
Okay, let me ask.
Because I am everything.
All right, yeah. You go way beyond sex, drugs, and rock and roll in your performances. You self-mutilate on stage.
I self-mutilate. I beat the out of my audience. If they're in my way, I take them out. I don't care. I don't care about anybody or anything. When you come to my show, I'm the boss. I'm the king. You do what I say. You can challenge me. I have no problem with that. I like the confrontation.
Yeah.
But you're going to lose.
All right, Are you proud of what you do?
Absolutely proud of what I do.
Why are you proud of what you do?
Because I am who I am, and I'm not a phony like everybody else out there. I am real. And how many of you can, at 35 years old, sleep with 16, 12, 13-year-old girls and boys and animals? Hey, this is the life. I got it all. And I got your kids.
You worried about him, audience, or what? Yeah?
You better be.
How many of you aren't worried? How many of you think this is so ridiculous your kids would never buy into
it? Well, Karen, right. Come on. I'll take you on 101 right now. Right. Come on.
All right, simmer down.
Come
simmer
on down.
Simmer down.
We'll
simmer
see,
down.
Won't we?
All right. It sounds like you're real angry.
I've been angry since the day one. I knew the day I was born.
Why are you so angry?
I just hate everybody. There's no need for me to like everybody. Everything that I have in this world, I put back into number one. I am number one. I don't need to give anything to anybody.
You don't need to give anything back.
I don't need to give anything back. I take it all.
All right, why? Do you know why you have so much hatred?
I have so much
hatred. Add it your way. And if you want, you can decide. That if you have me, I can provide.
got something. I got a story to tell.
Yeah, lay it off your chest, Jonathan.
Yeah, I got a monkey on my damn back. It's about to come off. You suck on that with a gorilla glue, though. Yeah, I like that. Because that's how I was feeling. I was feeling like that. In the middle of the night, I woke up in a cold sweat. Yeah. I woke up. Like that. That's how I woke up. I knew I immediately had to write down this dream because it was so weird. I've been having some weird dreams lately that have been really messing with me. And I don't know what to think of either. I need some help, so we're doing some cool with the head therapy right now.
Some psychoanalysis.
Maybe just therapy, you know? I don't need
that is psychoanalysis. One and the same.
Now just give me some help, man. Anyway, so...
And a psychoanalyze your mind.
All I can remember is, so I'm in this. It starts out. I'm showering, and there's like come water coming out in my face, and I'm kind of like looking up at the water as it's coming down. I wrote all this down in detail so I would remember it, by the way. And so
were you sitting in the shower?
No, I wasn't sitting. I was standing on top of a large staircase. In the middle of a huge room, and there's just a shower head in the corner, and I'm in the corner, and the door's real far away. It's like, it seems like it's like 100 yards away from me, and I'm feeling on edge. I'm like feeling scared. Huh. Yeah, I'm looking around. Things are moving fast. No. So and then someone comes in the doorway, and streams of people start coming in. And I'm just like, oh, I feel naked. I feel naked in front of these people.
Are you naked?
Yeah, I'm in the shower. I'm naked. I'm just wearing a bathing suit in the shower. I'm naked. And I feel naked. I feel, not only am I naked, I feel naked.
Did it naked, excite you?
Naked in the night.
Did it excite you?
I mean, there are moments, you know, when everyone, you know, feels a little excited by that, you know, like. Everyone's got a little exhibitionist.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But this wasn't that. Not okay. On this night.
Okay. So it was a vulnerability. Yeah,
I was, because there were people that I didn't want me to see naked. You know, there were strange characters coming back from the bowels of my memory. And they all come in and they start playing this real dumb drinking game. You know, like, I'm not into it. I'm like, I'm kind of, then I remember feeling really drowsy. Like, I tried to like run down the stairs and I'm moving real slow and then I feel dizzy, you know, like everything around me's kind of got trails behind it. I feel like there's something wrong with me. Things are quickly
like
changing.
Someone slipped you something.
Yeah, you know, maybe there's something in one of the drinks. And I'm also feeling, I remember throughout the entire dream I'm feeling real lonely. I don't know what that was about, because I feel like that was...
Even with all the people around, yeah. You felt lonely.
Were they close to you, or were they...
I mean, they're kind of just, like, not really paying attention to me. I was kind of just like, hey, look, I'm taking a shower here, and they're just like, ah.
These were some fossils of time, right? Hidden back.
You could say that. Maybe they're just like...
In your memory.
Because they're people that you just don't... You just don't think about, you know. They're just in your.
But they're real.
Or they're real people. Yeah, they're just people you haven't thought about in a while. You know, like Mrs. Nettleton from second grade, General John Nixon Elementary School. If you're out there, peace. Anyway, moving on in the dream.
Lots of themes of vulnerability. I see though.
There's a couple gaps in this story. I don't. This happened the other night, and you know how dreams. They fade
as soon as you wake up. You're not remembering.
Sand through your fingers, man. Like farts in a wind. In the wind.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I mean, the next thing I wrote down, I remember being with. I'm walking through a city. It's kind of like an empty. It's not empty, but there's just like not a lot of people around. You know, it's a slow day in the city. Maybe a Sunday night. And I remember chilling with the Flatbush Zombies for some reason. They're in my dreams.
So are you in Brooklyn?
I don't really, it's not, it's just kind of like a random, there's no like landmarks around, so.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all doing this, they're, I remember them acting out these crimes, like, but they're not actually doing them. They're just walking around the city, like robbing people, or, you know, but they're not really doing it. They're just like
they're showing
like
you they're how to. Yeah, is that it?
Are they, you know, they're going up and they're like beating someone up, but they're just not actually hitting them. They're running around, maybe like, and but no one's really paying attention to them. I thought that was
street performance.
And this next part gets pretty personal. All right, I'll go there.
Okay.
Because this is Cool Like the Head.
Cool Like the Head. We get personal on Cool Like the Head.
I don't think we have that many listeners anyway.
Fuck. Comme la tête.
Yeah, anyway, this next part got to do with my family. You know, there's some tension in my family, I'll say it. I got this aunt and uncle that we don't get along so hot. Mary Beth and Dave.
Is this the uncle I've met?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say. Uncle. Yeah. That's a cool uncle.
That's Glenn. He's chill.
Glenn. Glenn's cool. Smokes a little too much reefer.
Hey. So we got Mary Beth and Dave, and they're standing there, and they're just like in a trance, and I walk up to them, and I try to kind of say hi, but they're just sitting there, you know? They're like, I'm waving my hand in front of their face, and they're just not even doing anything. And there's all this money taped all over the walls and the ground, like dollar bills with blue duct tape. That was specifically stuck out to me. And my mom's running around trying to collect all the money. Nancy's running around. I love you, Nancy. But I'm like, Mom, stop. And she just won't stop collecting all this money.
Was it blue tape or was it blue ink? Like it was taken from a bank.
No, it was tape. It was blue duct tape taping it all the walls.
Does your family not trust banks? Do they keep the money under the mattress?
Oh, speaking of which, I just got credit card fraud the other day. That was some shit. Speaking of banks, I don't know, someone got my debit card number and just ran away with my funds.
They started ordering food, right?
A lot of Lyft.
Lyft, that was it.
Spent like a couple hundred in Lyft, and then they just PayPal'd someone a couple $100. Then I caught on, and then, I don't know. Anyway, back to the dream.
Were they all dollar bills? Like, just dollar bills?
Yeah, they're all $1 bills.
Okay.
My mom's, like, frantically running around trying to pick up all this money. It's kind of like a sad scene. Like, my mom wouldn't do... I mean, like, I would be collecting money. I don't know why I felt really... I was like, don't do this.
Yeah, just for ones, too. It's kind of... greasy.
Yeah, I don't know. It was kind of a weird scene. But
was that the end of the dream?
We'll call that the end of the dream.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
Yeah. And some other stuff happened, and I woke up in a cold sweat. Sweat on my brow.
Yeah, the rest of the dream's for the memoirs, right?
I can't say that on the air. Maybe in the Cool With the Head vault, but not for your
10th anniversary collection. Yeah, not for the live listeners.
A special edition 20th anniversary copy of the Cool Like the Head archives on sale now. Just Venmo Jonathan Carbuck for $100.
Yeah, or BFAM $200. Yeah, if you do like our show, though, you can Venmo us. Most of our funding comes from you, our listeners. So once again, that's Venmo at Bobby Familiar, at Jonathan Carbutt. If you enjoy what you're listening to.
Throw a list of some money, too.
Yeah. You know, we make this possible through listener donation.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
Yeah, all right. It's 1:43 in the morning. It's Saturday now. It does look like we're getting another patch of snow out there, so get ready to shovel in the morning, clear off your cars, watch the streets. We're gonna bring you back in with a little music.
I love love you, Poggy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I want to stay here with you forever, and I'll be glad. I love you, Poggy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me with his hot hands. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man. Someday I know he is coming back to call me. He's gonna handle me and hold me so. It's going to be like dying, Poggy, when he calls me. But when he comes, I know I'll have to go. I love you, Poggy. Don't let him take me. Don't let him handle me and drive me mad. If you can keep me, I wanna stay here with you forever. I've got my man.
Mid-back. If we understood fluent meow, our cats would tell us that petting is passé because your cat wants a massage. No oils or lotions are needed. Cat massage even helps some cats tolerate a bath, but I don't think we'll be showing that. Hey, Champ, now that we've told our friends about the benefits of cat massage, let's show them how to do it. If you're right-handed, use your right hand. Left-handers, use left. Or if you're right-handed, try using your left and vice versa. Good for you. Use two hands to double your pleasure and double your fun. How do you know if you're giving a good cat massage? Accept me. Relax. You have the best teacher available. Your cat. Here's how Champ taught me. Remember the old Simon and Garfunkel song? Slow down, you're moving too fast. That says a lot about life and about cat massage. What may seem excruciatingly slow to us is so appropriate to your feline. We touch all the time, so why not be the best at it? Like the touch of a fairy. Caution, if your kitty doesn't like her fur disturbed, she may tell you to shuffle out the door. And caution, either they like this or they don't. Caution, this is tender territory. A whisker watch alert is in effect here. Remember, a major whisker watch alert is in effect here. Is your cat a talker? If so, cat massage will bring out his best mega meow moments. We call it power purring. Drooling. In this case, a drooler is not a person specializing in rings and watches. It's a cat who's so wrapped up in enjoying a massage that she forgets to swallow, and then she drools. Silly as this may sound, this is a very expressive and unconscious form of approval. Remember, you can't fool drool. The front of your cat is a veritable treasure chest. You don't need a swimming pool for this breaststroke.
Give me the fortune, keep the fame, said my man Lewis. I agreed, know what he mean, because we live the truest lie. I asked him why we follow the law of the bluest eye. He looked at me, he thought about it, was like I'm clueless. Why? The question was rhetorical, the answer is horrible. Our morals are out of place, I got a lot full of sorrow. And so tomorrow coming later than usual, waiting on someone to pity us. While we find the beauty in the hideous, they say money's the root of all evil, but I can't tell, you know what I mean? Pesos, franc shens, carry shells, dollar bills. Or is it the mind state that's ill, creating crime rates to fill the new prisons they build? Over money and religion, there's more blood that spills. The wounds of slaves and cotton fields that never heal. What's the deal? A lot of cats who buy records are straight broke. But my language universal, they be reciting my quotes while R&B singers hit bad notes. We rock the boat of thought that my man Lewis' statements just provoke. Caught up in conversations of our personal worth, brought up through endangered species status on the planet Earth. Survival tactics means busting gaps to prove you hard. Your firearms are too short to box with God. Without faith, all of that is illusionary. Raise my son, no vindication of manhood necessary.
Not strong,
only aggressive,
not free,
we only licensed.
Not compassionate, only polite.
Now who the nicest?
Not good, but well behaved.
Chasing after death so we could call ourselves brave.
Still living like mental slaves, hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice. I'm sure that everybody out listening agree that everything you see ain't really how it be. A lot of jokers out running in place, chasing the style. Be a lot going on beneath the empty smile. Most cats in my area be loving the hysteria. Synthesized surface conceals the interior. America, land of opportunity, mirages and camouflages more than usually. Speaking loudly, saying nothing, you confusing me, you losing me. Your game is twisted, want me enlisted and your usury. Foolishly, most men join the ranks cluelessly, but foolishly accept the deception, believe the perception. Reflection rarely seen across the surface of the looking glass. Walking the street, wondering who they be looking past. Looking gassed with them imported designer shades on. Stars shine bright, but the light really stays on. Same song, just remix, different arrangement. Put you on the yacht, but they won't call it the slave ship. Strangeness, you don't control this, you barely hold this. Screaming brand new, when they just sanitize the ocean. Suppose it's just another clever Jedi mind trick that they've been running across stars through all the time. But I find it's distressing, there's never no in between. We either niggas or kings, we either bitches or queens. The deadly ritual seems immersed in the perverse. Full of short attention spans, short tempers and short skirts. Long barrel automatics released in short bursts. The length of black life is treated with short worth. Get yours first, them other niggas secondary. That type of illin that be filling up the cemetery. This life is temporary, but the soul is eternal. Separate the real from the lie, let me learn. You're not sure, only a aggressive, cause the power ain't directed. That's why we are subjected to the will of the oppressive. Not free, we only licensed, not lie. We just exciting, cause the captives own the masters to what we write. And not compassionate, only polite. We well trained, our sincerity's rehearsed and staged. It's just a game, not good, but we'll behave, cause the camera survey most of the things that we think, do, or say. We chasing after death just to call ourselves brave. With every day, next man meet with the grave. I give a damn if any fan recall my legacy. I'm trying to live life in the sight of God's memory like that, y'all.
A lot of people don't understand the true criterion of things. You can't just accept the appearance. Have to get the true essence.
Not strong,
only aggressive,
not free,
we only licensed,
not compassionate, only polite,
not who the nicest,
not good, but well behaved,
chasing after death so we could call ourselves brave,
still living like mental slaves.
Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice. Hiding like thieves in the night from life. Illusions of oasis making you look twice. Stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding your face. Stop hiding, stop hiding, cause ain't no hiding face. Stop hiding, stop hiding, stop hiding your face. Stop hiding, stop hiding, cause ain't no hiding place. Said it 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 ain't no hiding place.
We well trained.
Black star in your face. You
black star keep shining.
Stop hiding, in your face.
We take the black star line, ride on home. We take the black star line, ride on home. We take that black star line, ride on home. We take that black star line, ride on home.
All right, you've been listening to Cool Like the Head on WMFO Medford. I want to start by thanking our guest Alyssa for coming on the show. Thank you, Alyssa.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Tune into Trenchcoat Season, Monday nights, 1 a.m.
Yeah, Tuesday mornings,
Tuesday 1 mornings.
To 2. Yeah.
Monday night.
All right. Well, yeah, so keep listening to Cool Like the Head throughout this new season. We'll be at 1 to 2 Saturday mornings. You know how it is. I'm Bobby Familiar.
And I'm Jonathan Carwood.
All right, we're going to send you off for a nice lull to sleep as the snow drifts by your windows, babies.
Come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can't you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? Now I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Stars fall from the sky for you and I. Come on, come on, come on, come on, now touch me, babe. Can you see that I am not afraid? What was that promise that you made? Why won't you tell me what she said? What was that promise that you made? I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. Stars fall from the sky for you and I. I'm gonna love you till the heavens stop the rain. I'm gonna love you till the stars fall from the sky for you and I.
with the gall, let's get it on.
Yo, what up, yo, this is Ghostface. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5. Y'all know what it is, one.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong, they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Pop quiz. Which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical